You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is April 23rd, Thursday.
Week 102.
I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
One day we should change it up and be like, he's Drew Patel. He's Mike Steska.
Like, I always think about I'm going to like alter what we do in the beginning, but I never do it. Not alter it, but like jump in and say your part without you knowing. Without I never me, do it. Like, but, oh, go.
Maybe tomorrow will be the day.
Who knows? It's a mystery.
That'd be so weird. I'd be like, okay, I guess this is happening.
I didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some This Week in Movies in the Now. So how we do this, the new way, is you say the trailer, the title of the movie. I tell you what happened in the trailer.
Okay. Oh, that works because...
Because I saw the trailers.
Because you see the trailers and I'm like, no.
But I'm not going to...
Probably haven't seen
it. Yeah, it's going to be my weird thing.
It's weird. Yes, you know nothing else about the movie usually.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But you describe it of how the trailer presented it to you.
Yeah.
And you don't like overanalyze the trailer, watch it like 100 times. So you're like, first impression pretty much.
Yeah.
And then we may have to read a synopsis because...
Because
some trailers are so confusing that you're like, what?
But then usually the synopsis gives away a lot.
Yeah. And
while
then you're
the trailer
like, you shouldn't have read the synopsis.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll start with the first movie that's coming. And so this is Thursday, so these are coming out either
tonight
or tomorrow.
Yeah. These movies are probably coming out tomorrow. I can't imagine anyone's going to a midnight screening either of these movies.
Yes. So the first one is The Age of Adeline.
No, I'm sure you've seen this trailer. I've seen this trailer so many times on TV.
I haven't seen this trailer.
Okay.
It's Blake Lively, right?
Yeah, Blake Lively.
Yeah, I don't think... I haven't seen the trailer.
This movie just seems like a ripoff of... Like, I don't know. What's that one book where the dude has, like, a painting?
Dude has a painting.
He's, like, a vampire or something? He never ages, but his painting ages?
I somehow feel... That's, like, Leaving of the Extraordinary Gentleman.
Yeah, he's one of the guys. Mm-hmm. It's, Dorian Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Look at that.
Nice pull.
Didn't have to look it up.
Nice pull.
Yeah, it's only classic literature. Classic literature pull from a guy who doesn't read.
Yeah.
So, Blake Lively doesn't age and doesn't die. She's mm-hmm. like has some weird thing.
Yeah.
And like, I guess she falls in love with this guy and this guy's like, oh, I've heard a lot about you, but I've never met you. And like, she's seen everything, kind of like Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just that story of like her falling in love and then...
But her.
I guess, like, her background,
like,
she must have had.
But he's going to die someday.
Yeah, he's going to die someday, and I'm going to look this beautiful, mm-hmm. always.
Mm-hmm.
Really a big F you to everyone else. Be like, oh, look at this beautiful person. She also never dies. She is ideal.
Or, but she's probably like, I'm sad.
I'm sad because
this is annoying things where it's like, I'm more awesome than other people, but I'm sad.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why the Fantastic Four thing, when they were like, they got disabilities. It's like, you got power. Shut the hell up.
Yeah. Oh, Harrison Ford is in this as well. I can only read the plot synopsis.
Does Harrison Ford age?
Yeah, he has to, right? A young woman born at the turn of the 20th century is rendered ageless after an accident. Years of a solitary life, she meets a man who might be worth losing her immortality for. Ooh.
Wait, she loses it? Wait a second. This is a game changer.
Yeah, this is a game changer. Let me find him more.
From just that little thing, it seems like if she has sex, she loses her immortality. But
no, I don't think that's what happens, so. Why is there no plot synopsis on Wikipedia?
Or maybe she can choose to lose her immortality. If she's like, I want to grow old with this dude.
Okay, this is from Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
After miraculously remaining 29 years old for almost 8 decades, Adeline Bauman, Blake Lively, has lived a solitary existence, never allowing herself to get close to anyone who might reveal her. Maybe if people know...
Then
it stops working.
But now it seems like she wants to stay young forever.
I mean, 29, that's a pretty great time to be alive. You're like... Outlived.
Yeah, but I thought it was
all those people.
Sadness, and now it's no sadness.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
There's no real concise.
No, I know it happens in a car crash. No.
Nope. It's really known. That's weird.
Yeah. Do you think, like, as soon as her secret gets found out, she just, like, turns really old
and turns into dust? Those are always the creepy ones where yeah. you're like, you are that actual age.
Well, like, 8 decades. She would be 109. She'd probably die.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, there's that one.
And then the second movie coming out this week is Little Boy.
Do you know anything about this?
Not at all.
Okay, so it has this guy named... there's a lot of people in this. Kevin James is in this movie.
He's following up Paul Blart with yeah. this movie.
I think he must have had some agreement where like he wouldn't put his name on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in the trailer. And it has David Henry, Kevin James, Tom Wilkinson, Emily Watson, and Michael Rapaport. And it's about this little kid who I guess he must have some weird disorder because he's really tiny.
Yeah.
And all the kids make fun of him, like, "Where's your cane, Tiny Tim?" They say that in the trailer like twice. And the dad.
Where are these places that exist? Like
this is in the 1940s. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's acceptable.
Now I understand. Because I feel like nowadays, like, I mean, I'm sure it happens somewhere, but like, who are these crazy children?
Yeah.
It's like, it's that cruel.
So I guess his dad tells him these stories and they go off to an imaginary world where like they're pirates and this replays this thing where it's like, "Do you believe you can do it?" And then the little kid's like, "I believe." And then he can do it. And then they're cowboys. It's kind of like, did you ever see, what's the movie with Adam Sandler?
Bedtime Stories.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of that.
Okay.
But then of course this is a drama. This isn't.
Yeah. It's not this happy-go-lucky.
It's not a comedy. Yeah. So the dad's like, I have to go to war. And the kid's like, I don't want you to go. And then the dad's in war and there's a magician and a magic show. And he's like, I need a helper who has special powers. I choose you. All these kids raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Little kid is like skulking. Is that what's right? Like, he's sinking down into his chair.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I choose you. Okay, that he's like, okay, do you believe you can do this? He says it just like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
You have to move this bottle across the table. And he's like, I believe. And he puts his hands up and the whole bottle starts moving. Then you see him talking to the preacher, who I guess must be Tom Wilkinson. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if you believe you have the power, you just need the faith that you're like... the undenied faith or something like that, where like you unquestioned faith. So he's like, I want to bring even, you think I can even bring my dad back? He's like, you just have to have no doubts in your mind about it. Horrible thing to say to this kid.
Wait, his dad died?
No, his dad's in the war.
Oh, okay.
Bring him back home for more.
Okay.
I assume. I don't know what this editing does.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So then him and his older brother, I guess, are getting in a fight. And he's like, I'm going to bring back dad. And the kid's like, the boy's like, no, how are you going to do it? He's in like Japan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, if you believe so much, why don't you move that mountain? And you see him put his hands up and he's focused. And then the ground starts shaking and there's an earthquake. So then everyone starts believing that he has his power.
Oh, Jesus.
And then at the end, they have this scene where I assume is like really the ending of the movie where the. Guy's like, you can bring your dad back if you believe. Like, something like along the lines. So I assume his dad dies at the end, like in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he just...
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah. But it seemed like a really touching movie. Like, yeah. It was really nice.
It did seem interesting.
It seemed like one of those, like, What was that movie where, like, the kid who goes, he, like, died and went to heaven? Remember? And he's, like, based on a true story? He's like, I saw heaven or something like that?
Oh, heaven is for real?
Heaven is real or something like that?
Yeah.
It seemed like a movie like that, okay, that wasn't as, like, overtly religious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might go watch this movie. I'll probably check it out when it comes out.
Cool. Sounds interesting.
I mean, I'm a huge fan anyway.
Is Kevin James the dad?
No, it's Michael Rapaport as the dad.
Who's Kevin James?
I don't know.
The magician?
No, he's like, must be like a salesman or something. Okay. He looked really weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I saw this trailer
earlier.
So no, maybe he might be the preacher.
I was just curious because in my head, I'm trying to picture who's what character too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like a really thin mustache.
Mm-hmm. See, like Paul, he was coming off Paul Blart.
Yeah.
Like, just trim that a little bit.
Now time for some trailer talk.
All
right. So yeah, go watch. I don't know. I'd probably watch either of these movies. Mainly because Blake Lively. I mean, 29 Forever. What a dream.
I mean, that's not a bad movie.
Yeah. Watch. A Little Boy, if you want to like cry, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, trailer talk.
All right. Okay, so I saw the new Ant-Man trailer.
I did not see this trailer.
This is the second. I don't know. I don't even know the definition of teaser and trailer and whatever.
How long was this?
A minute and a half.
Well, that's probably a trailer.
Yeah, so this trailer was so much better than the first trailer. It showed the more comedy. Like, the first trailer was super serious. This showed, like, the more comedy side of it. And it's pretty much a lot of the same stuff, but then they showed you a lot, like, not a lot, but they showed you some of the fighting between Yellow Jacket and Ant-Man, which was really cool. And they have this funny gag, like they're all getting bigger and smaller and punching each other and stuff. Like, they showed that part where we saw that poster.
Yeah.
Where he's small and then into that punch,
he
turns himself small. The Yellow Jacket turns himself small.
Oh, okay.
And then lands the punch on him. But then they have like a funny gag where they're fighting, and then all of a sudden they like pull out, and they're like, Thomas the Tank Engine is coming out at his face.
Oh,
and it like pulls out, and it does like all the music, like music where it's like not much sound is coming out because they're so small. That's like did some of that stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they had a good joke in there where Paul Rudd's talking to Michael Douglas, like Hank Pym, and he's saying, yeah, I think I'm ready to give up my life of crime and robbery and I'd stop and stealing stuff. And then Hank Pym's like, yeah, so I've hired you to get in here and you got to break into this place and steal this thing. He's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it looked a lot better than the first trailer, and I think it's going to be a pretty funny movie.
Good.
Yeah,
I think after they saw the success of Guardians of the Galaxy, they're like, we can afford to be a little loosey goosey.
Yeah, we can put some like other variations on the Marvel instead, because
like great action
I think they want to like switch it up between Age of Ultron. They want to do a lighter movie. Where that movie is probably going to be the darkest movie they've had so far.
And Civil War is going to be super dark.
Yeah. So they want to lighten it with some other characters. Yeah. And then...
Oh, wait, no. I saw Joe Dirt 2.
We just watched it, yeah.
Beautiful Loser. Mm-hmm. The teaser for Joe Dirt 2.
Yeah.
For some reason, this week, I had this dream before this trailer came out about Joe Dirt. About, like... I don't know if it was a dream or reality, though. It was...
What?
Someone talking about their favorite movie, and I was like I was trying to be mean to the person. I was like, oh, your favorite movie is probably Joe Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept saying it, though. Like, I was like, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt.
Man, Joe Dirt's a bit of your mind.
Yeah, I don't know why. And then this trailer came out. It's Destiny. Not really.
Weird.
Yeah. So what do you think about this?
Well, it didn't show much.
It didn't show much. You see Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he's in a nice suit.
In a nice suit, which was... We asking questions.
Which, like, we just saw the ending. Like, for some reason, we clicked on the wrong video and we watched the ending of the first one. And he was not in a suit.
No. This one looks like he was filming, like, Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
While...
yeah. They're like, use this footage.
Yeah. He's like, you have a dream, go out and get it. Something like that.
It definitely seemed like this trailer, they're, like, trying to... They're like, he gets dumber every year. It's like...
Oh, also, he... This is streaming. This movie's gonna be streaming on Crackle, which is owned by Sony. I assume that. I mean, it's not free, so they probably are gonna charge for it. But I was surprised to get all those people back, though.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't expect that. I would expect, like, he just wanted to do it on his own.
And again, what are they doing? Besides Christopher Walken's, like, the most famous one.
Yeah. He's being Captain Hook.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Not anymore, but...
That one time.
What he was doing in the past. Not to be confused with the two Peter Pan movies that are coming out.
That are coming out.
At some point.
Yeah, so... I don't know. It just seemed appropriate since it's in my mind.
Yeah.
My brain was trying to tell me something.
Yeah, it's like, watch this. And then I watched the Guitar Hero Live trailer, which is for the new Guitar Hero game.
This game looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was strange because I didn't know exactly what I was watching. But it's like, it just shows this dude, like it's like a band getting ready and then you're POV...
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Is like it looks like it's all real.
Yeah, it is. I think it is all real.
Like live? Like yeah, it looks like they filmed something live on not this trailer, but like I saw some gameplay footage.
Yeah. It is live. It's like a concert. It's like a real
If you like
concert.
Don't play well.
Yeah, and they
people
start
booing and
they
stuff,
start throwing stuff
and, like,
at you.
But they don't stop you from playing.
No. It's like the real game.
No, like the real game, they stop the game just the song ends. But apparently in this one, they won't do that
to
you.
Oh, they won't do it at all?
They'll like, they keep making you want to play better.
Oh, okay.
And, like, your band will start being like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah, they do that. So that's, like, the whole trailer is, like, showing that. And you're, like, you don't know it's Guitar Hero, like, the whole time. It's just, like, a dude in a band and they're throwing stuff at you. You're playing terribly and they're like, come on, man, get it together. Do something. And then you start playing well and they're like, yeah, go do it. And then the crowd starts getting into it. And then it starts showing the Guitar Hero track.
Yeah,
but then,
there's,
like,
there's only like six buttons or something. It's like three buttons, but they're split down the middle at two,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like, it's pretty much all that, like, where they used to put, like, animation or whatever, but now it's like real people, and it's like going around the whole stage and like everything. It looks like a real concert type thing.
Yeah, and they also announced like Guitar Hero, I think it's called Guitar Hero TV or something.
Yeah.
Where it's just different channels of music videos, and you can just play along with them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it's free.
Huh.
So, like, you don't have to add any DLC or anything.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how many of those things they filmed, because that, like...
Yeah.
That, like, seems very intricate, because there's a lot of people involved.
Yeah. That, and then, apparently, old accessories won't work.
That's annoying.
But then, Rock Band 4 was announced, like, the next day, and they said all previous instruments are going to work.
Yeah, they probably did that on purpose. They're like... At least ours will continue.
Yeah. And, like, old DLC and everything will work for Rock Band 4, but not for Guitar Hero.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, if you're playing on the same console, though. That's assuming it's going to get released on, like, an older console.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Probably won't be.
No. And then you saw another video game trailer.
Yes, I saw Star Wars Battlefront.
Which was game engine footage, not gameplay footage.
Oh, okay. That's why it looks so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked really, like, really crisp, like, almost real.
Yeah.
But I guess that's because it's game engine footage. But, yeah, it showed, like, Hoth, I think, well, I'm assuming Hoth, Endor, and then it showed, like, Darth Vader fighting, and then it showed Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And it looked really cool, but I heard there's only, like, four levels, so it, like, showed all four levels and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, how much more there is to it or what actual gameplay footage looks like, but it still looks pretty cool.
Nice. And then the major trailer that came out was Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah. Big trailer drop. Second trailer.
Yeah, the second trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, it's really intense.
I loved it. I've probably seen it a bunch of times. I don't know how many times I saw
everything looks so much more real. Like you forget about the prequels. You're like,
yeah,
you're like, this is so
it's
different.
Like real life.
Yeah, it like looks really cool.
Like, I can't
that
even
chrome stormtrooper.
Yeah, which I think is Gwendolyn Christie.
Mm-hmm. And then do they show Kylo Ren with his mask?
Yeah.
They show his mask, right? Yeah.
So there's that.
And then, well, the voiceover in the beginning is Luke Skywalker going.
Yeah. He's like,
you think he's repeating that same line from 6 where he's like, Force is strong in my family. My father has it. And they show a melted Darth Vader helmet, yeah. which was awesome. And then they're like, I have it.
My sister has it. Which I was confused by that. Like, you never hear about
Leia in the Force.
Yeah.
But that, well, they do that in the Return of the Jedi. They're like, there is another.
Yeah.
It's like, if Luke, because they think Luke Skywalker is going to fail because they think he has to kill Vader. So they're like, oh, we got another chance if he gets killed or whatever.
And then I guess he must be talking to, like, his niece or nephew.
Yeah. So he's like, and you have it, too.
And you have it, too.
Yeah. But you didn't, they didn't show Mark Hamill. But then at the end of the trailer, they showed Han Solo and Chewbacca and said, we're back. We're home. We're home.
Which we assume is not Tatooine.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to assume is Jakku. Which is a new planet we heard about.
Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And then Chewbacca looks the exact same. I don't know what the Wookiee lifespan is.
Yeah, he looks exactly the same, but his hair is less tangled. Someone was asking, what kind of conditioner does Chewbacca use? Because his hair was like all like gross before, and now it's like very smooth and stuff.
He probably had the easy life. They weren't at war as long. Yeah. I don't know if the war. Like, I don't know the story in between. If, like, they've still been at war since, or if this is a new formed, like, the First Order is a new thing, or if it's, like...
We won't have to wait long.
Been constant war, yeah.
So there's that, and then the Batman vs. Superman trailer dropped the next day.
Yeah,
because... Which I don't think it was supposed to. I think it was...
Well, at first it leaked.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Thursday night. So then, the new thing is, if things get leaked...
Just release them in high
def. Just release the new one. So it really incentivizes you to leak stuff.
Yeah.
Because then they're just going to release it early.
Except it didn't work for Game of Thrones.
No. But those are entire shows, not trailers. Like, this happened with...
Age of Ultron.
Did it happen with Ant-Man?
Happened with Age of Ultron.
Happened with Age of Ultron. Yeah, that's the big one. It happened with Age of Ultron. So
Jurassic Park. Jurassic World,
Yeah, Jurassic World. So it's a proven fact that if you're able to leak one of these trailers, they'll release the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no matter how big of an event they're making the trailer release to be.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, we're going to sell out the theater, you're going to buy a ticket to it, and they're like, no, we're just going to release it because it's like...
Oh, and the first Star Wars one, right? No, it kind of leaked out like right before.
Like, yeah, right at the same time. But like that's why they put it up so quick, because they're like... Like, in internet time, like, if something fuzzy is on the internet, they're like, if they waited all the way till Monday, that's like 3 days of fuzzy internet, and they're like, and people are just going to tear it apart even more.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on the
I really trailer? Dug the speech in the beginning.
Yeah.
Where everyone's talking about how, like, we shouldn't trust him, and then they flash up to the poster, or not the poster, the statue of Superman. It has false god written across his chest. That was really cool.
I really like that perspective, because that's my side. I'm like, I am on Batman's side. This whole trailer was like, Batman's awesome. Superman, he is dangerous. He like killed a bunch of people. They're like not sweeping that under the rug. They're like, nah, he killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And I dug the Batman voice with like, I don't know if it's like computerized or, it sounded a lot like The Dark Knight Returns to me. Like, at the end, he's like,
do you bleed? Yeah.
He's like,
that was such a cool part. Which was from, it looked like it was from.
It was that same teaser.
That, like, test footage, but it wasn't, I don't think.
No, I think they probably redid it.
Yeah. Whatever. That was so cool.
It does look really intense. Like, visually, it's going to be pretty incredible, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to, like, look crazy.
Yeah. That's it. No Netflix today.
Nope.
So come back tomorrow for some We Viewed, Reviewed, and Netflix recommendations. And hope you have a great Thursday. Because don't forget, everyone's working for the weekend.
That's true.
Yeah. So until tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.